All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, okay, I have the big book here of medieval professions.
Oh, okay. This is just a book of last names.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically how it worked.
Yeah.
Like, people who are last name Butterfields did that.
Yeah.
Yep. Rosses did that. It was, yeah. You know.
Yeah, just synonymous with podcasting is what it is.
Yeah. It's, no, it's not.
No.
The, there'd be more than one of... There'd be more than one Ross.
Yeah.
Nice try. I thought it would be fun. This isn't to do a game. This is just because I realized I can make you do things.
Yeah, we do have a little bit of a strange arrangement with each other.
This is the one time where we can force one another to do things. And we assume they're going to lead to a game, but they might not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I wanted you to flip to a random profession and absolutely memorize every person who's ever had that profession.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just here to waste your time. Like, I'm just trying to run out the clock.
Gary, I've got so much stuff that I need to do.
I know, but after this, you're going to be a little closer to death, and that's my goal.
Okay.
And it's the beginning of abject suffering, so you have to do it.
Okay. All right. So yeah. I just take this. I just pick one of these.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll get one that doesn't have very many people in it, but maybe you'll get one of them like knights, and you'll be here all day.
Oh, yeah, no, just anybody who ever achieved peerage. Okay,
yeah.
Let me just flip through these pages here. Okay, P. Okay, penisman.
Sure.
Hogsmith.
Plothman's lunch. Whenever they have a Plothman's lunch, that's probably somebody.
Okay, page master.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I assume like a scribe or something.
Yeah. Or like, I think a page is just like a boy.
Okay.
And you have a boy, they're a page.
You have a boy. Okay. So like a master of the boy who was a page.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The god of garçons.
Oh, there's only one of them here. It's okay. It's Macaulay Culkin.
Weird.
That's not medieval at all. I think your book's bad. I think your book broke.
Well, I didn't write it or anything.
Make it work.
I didn't write it. Have you tried turning it off and turning it? Page master.
The aristocrat.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh, sure, buddy.
Sure, okay. My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where Kay, your mom called. She wants you to pick up a gallon of milk and some eggs on the way home. She thinks it might storm.
Yeah, sounds like her.
Yeah.
That sounded like an own. She knows what she would do. She would call me. Yeah. Yeah, and this is a randomized one. This is the page master, which was put into the suggestion machine by Chase. Thank you, Chase.
Thank you, Chase. Yeah, I like it when we do something like this I don't know very much about, because mm-hmm. I like learning.
You know what? That is one of the major goals in life, is to learn.
Especially on this podcast. You just choose something like last time with Action Man. I had to learn about Action Man.
Oh, I need to look up every single thing about Action Man. I need to know. If I walk away from this and I can't answer an Action Man question, I'm going to run my car in my garage.
Well, that's last week. This time you had to know Pagemaster questions.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Oh, no. I really shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
I should not have made that promise.
Yeah, I know. It's like the guy who said he was going to eat a shotgun if Mamdani won. Like,
oh, yeah.
You don't actually have to do it. There are no rules.
Wait a minute. You mean, what's his name? The famous lawyer? The Epstein guy?
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Dershowitz. It was Dershowitz. Yeah.
Alan Dershowitz. There we go.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know Pagemaster. I'd only heard of Pagemaster.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd heard tell.
Mm-hmm.
And now I looked it up, and now I know a little bit more about the Pagemaster.
You do know something a little bit more about the Pagemaster. This is something from my childhood.
Yeah, this is a little late for me.
Yeah, this is like 1994. I would have been about seven. This is Macaulay Culkin, not at the height of his career, but actually kind of at the very end of it.
Yeah, the end of the bell curve.
At least the first act, right?
Yeah, he had Home Alone, and then he had done The Good Son.
Yeah.
And stuff. He was kind of trickling into other stuff and trying not to get typecast as Kevin McAllister.
Yeah. He was in My Girl.
Glasses.
But then he kind of had three movies in 1 year that would be a real problem for him. So the movie Getting Even with Dad, starring Macaulay Culkin and Ted Danson. I don't know that one. That was not from my childhood. We have the Richie Rich movie, which is from my childhood, with the villain as John Larroquette.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Is the villain just another rich guy?
It's like an executive at the rich corporation played by John Larroquette, who schemes to he puts dynamite into Richie's parents' plane, thinking he's killed them so he can take over the company. But they end up being marooned, they end up on a raft, and it is Richie taking his inheritance, and then John Larroquette trying to step in and to take everything from him.
Yeah. A standard orphaning.
Yes,
that he has done to him.
Standard plane bound orphaning. This is distinct from Blank Check.
Yes.
Both of which came out, I believe, in the same year. I was a big fan of both of these, again, as a 7-year-old.
I feel like Richie Rich's arch villain should be like Pauly Poor.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. Like his arch villain should be addicts. I don't think it should be just another rich guy.
Yeah.
We could be so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But then he also did The Pagemaster.
Yes.
A live action animation mashup movie about a wimpy, horrible, cowardly little shit whose parents also think he's cowardly and shitty.
Yeah.
And he gets caught in a storm, goes inside to a library, which is the same thing that happens in Neverending Story.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, though, he meets a mysterious old man who traps him in books.
Yes.
So he gets trapped in books. And the weirdest part about it is him going through books, that's a premise.
Yeah.
It's kind of a PBS premise more than a movie premise, but you can kind of imagine it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he has anthropomorphic books with him.
Yes.
And they're really unpleasant.
It is a little confusing that he is inside books with him.
They don't look good.
No, they don't. And the idea is he gets confidence. He learns how to be a human when he is at his least human, when he is an animated boy, when he is an animated creation.
Yep. Through talking to Patrick Stewart, Whoopi Goldberg, and Frank Welker as little tiny books that represent the three genres. Adventure, fantasy, and horror.
That really simplified things.
Yeah,
when they passed that act of Congress to take us down to three genres, there's fucking chaos out there.
Most things can kind of land in those.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty complete. Yeah, not completely complete, but it's pretty. And he goes through famous books. This is a fine idea.
Mm-hmm.
It I've never seen it, but it's hated and it looked like shit.
I don't remember, I had this on VHS and just watched it. But when you're a kid, you just don't have, you can't discern anything. This had somebody I recognized in it, and it was a cartoon. So Yahtzee.
Yeah. You watch cartoons.
Yes.
The video game is, of course, just a platformer because it was a style at the time. Mm-hmm. But it has a screen cap that I would like to have somebody should keep. The first level, you go into the horror realm.
Gary, check Slack.
Okay, I'm glad you grabbed it because it's a really good. Let me pull it up. I don't usually keep Slack open while we record.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's not the one. This was from. This is great as well. We can dine on this for a little bit as well. Because I also played the other versions of this.
Oh, okay.
The Super Nintendo version. We'll do this in a second. The Super Nintendo version, you go into the horror world, and the first level is the torture chamber. And when you start it, you just get a big sign that just says, "Welcome to the torture chamber." which is a great reaction image, like welcome to hell thing for this children's game. Like, welcome
to the torture chamber.
You may probably have many questions about Leviathan House. It's that kind of thing. But this is very good as well. This is great in the Game Boy version.
Yeah. So Game Boy version, you know, you're going and collecting keys, you're collecting health and swords and stuff. But you get an ending, a different ending, if you collect all 8 library cards in the game, like as the major kind of collectible in this game, full of collectibles.
Nuts.
Yeah,
you only need one library card.
Yeah, any like, more than that is fraud, sir.
Or if you just live in, like, you have addresses in 8 different cities,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you have enough money for that, but you still use the library, which is, that's a weird personal type. Then I suppose you can have 8 different library cards.
Yeah.
But you just need one.
No, but you pick it up and then you just get a full screen, like splash image of cartoon Macaulay Culkin, like holding his hands out in front of himself, like he doesn't realize he's real, and just saying, "Wow, a library card."
He has really unpleasant lips as well.
Yeah.
During this, if this were shaded in a different way, this would look like a racial stereotype.
Yeah.
Like he's kind of got blow up doll mouth, or like,
yeah,
doll that can't sell.
It's a perfect ring.
Yeah. Like backstage at the antique store.
Doll that when grandma passes, we don't take that one.
Yeah, we don't take that doll. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of got that.
Yeah.
As a game, it's not good. Obviously, it's mm-hmm. floaty. You die in one hit.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the disaster, but it's got all the Game Boy problems. Like you're a little too big on the screen.
Yeah, it's real zoomed in and it's very over-reliant on auto-scrolling levels.
Yeah.
Which is bad news, with all the aforementioned things being too far zoomed in. You can't see stuff that's coming and then dying in one hit.
Yeah.
It's not always that you die in one hit. You lose your weapon, which consigns you to die the next time an enemy comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have some more verbs than you might have. You can like hand over hand kind of move down lines.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that's called, monkey bar, mm-hmm. but across a rope.
Something.
Armies do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
The Eliminator. Yeah,
you get to do the Eliminator. I hate to bring this up so early.
Okay.
But I am full of digressions for this recording session, for this and the Abject Suffering for tomorrow.
Okay.
I have built up, from watching random YouTubes, 2 rabbit holes. And so we can do Pagemaster if you've got 18 more minutes of Pagemaster.
I couldn't
find 18 more minutes of Pagemaster.
No, I couldn't. There's people being like just mixed nostalgia for this on GameCube, and then people dunking on it.
Yes.
People are just kind of like wildly all over the place. A lot of confusion about where you get the library cards in different versions of the game. I don't have 18 more minutes about Pagemaster. It is like just very, very floaty in a way that, again, you assume that there is playtesting, but I don't know, man. I don't
kind of standard for Game Boy platformers at the time.
Yeah.
The really negative review that's a 2 that says this game totally crapped on my fond childhood memories.
Yeah.
He's like 40,000 words. It's several screens of scrolling down.
Uh-huh.
And it ends with, you know, play this if you have nothing better to do. And then it ends with a sentence, if you're one of those people, you need a role model or something. Which is weird.
Yeah.
That's aggro.
don't make assumptions about my life, Gravity 81688.
Yeah. Strange move for this person. But there's not, it's not funny.
No.
You know? And I try not to do the you know, I don't like in Abject Sufferings where you just immediately pop off onto something. Not because I think it's gonna make anyone mad because we didn't talk about Pagemaster, but like it's just not that interesting.
Yeah.
I wish it was. If you could be in a book, which book would you be?
If I could be in a book, which book would I want to be in? That is a tough question. I don't read a lot of books where one would want to live.
Mm.
Yeah. Fuck.
But you have to in this scenario.
But I have to. Oh my God. Like, I could probably, you know what? If I was an adult, I would be perfectly fine in It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If I'm just living in Derry. You know, minding my own business.
Don't the adults also contribute to the terror of It?
Yeah. But they don't know.
It forces make the dad molest the daughter or something like that. That's a
thing that already happened. So the presence of Pennywise the clown beneath Derry does amplify and also depend on the negligence of the adults who are parents. I ain't got kids. I don't need to know any of this. Like the pharmacist is creepy. I think leers at Bev a little bit too much. If I was just an adult minding my own business in 1980s Maine, yeah, fine.
You think you could hack it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I think just doing what I do in like a John Grisham book, like it just wouldn't come up.
Yeah.
You know, spy shit would be happening in Washington and I'd still just be an NPC.
Yeah.
Like in Oregon. Podcasting, like not a whole lot would change if like clear and present dangers were happening to me.
Yeah,
you know, or happen not if they're happening to me, yeah. But like the fugitive could happen outside mm-hmm. of my sphere.
Oh yeah, no, like it could literally just be like you're going to tour that dam, and then suddenly Harrison yeah. Ford's just flying off that thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'd read about it.
Yeah, I struggled on that answer because my actual answer is really sad and gendery. So that's why I had to like tap dance and make it about Stephen King shit.
Is it the forced feminization book?
No.
Okay,
it's a different thing.
Okay, because I was gonna say like
yeah, no,
you already got there. You don't need a corporation to come do it to you.
I know. Yeah. It's not a corporation. It is a bunch of shell companies, but
yeah, a nefarious organization.
Yeah.
My answer actually might be Jurassic Park as well.
Jurassic Park would probably be pretty cool. You would not be taking a lot of risks, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I could if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
If I were going to die, I feel like Jurassic Park is a good way to die.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing I wanted to talk about, I'm going to need you to Google and pull up the Wikipedia for a TV show called Knights and Warriors.
Oh man. Did you show this to me? No, you didn't. Mm. Oh my God, Gary.
No, this is all fresh stuff.
Oh my God.
This is, I found out about this. This is a knockoff American Gladiators with a medieval theme.
Yeah.
Where the warriors are the evil people and the players are the knights. The warriors are all controlled by the Lord of Rules and Discipline, aka the LORD, who is the referee. And it is the most like BDSM shit in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And we get a whole group of warriors.
You get a whole group of warriors who are all dressed up like Fallout Raiders. Like there's an awful lot of
Fallout Raiders.
Yeah, there's a lot of harnesses. There's a lot of studded leather in here. The Lord of Rules and Discipline, also very BDSM-y.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But also you got to love an acronym that contains itself.
Yes, Lord. The L is for Lord. and the show, me and Liv watched an episode of it.
Okay.
They're all on YouTube. I sincerely recommend it.
So they've got the warriors. Yep. And I see one here. I see two of the warriors. I don't know if you had a roster run planned. No, I see three up here.
Well, we got to do a roster run because it's what we do. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay. The workers are the show's antagonists. In reality, they're hired actors. almost similar to the gladiators.
Almost similar to the gladiators. Good Wikipedia said it best.
Yeah.
We got Plague. Plague leads the warriors and is considerably uh-huh. the strongest.
Okay. This Played is the one who's
Jay Maniaki. I'm sure that's Manasi, you know, Maniaci.
Uh-huh.
But I prefer to say Maniaki.
Yeah, Maniaki. That's what he is. This is the guy who caught my eye on the Google images of this. He is got a real bassist kind of look to him, the shaved mm-hmm. head and the goatee, and he's in the process of screaming directly into the camera. This is Plague.
Very aggro.
Yeah.
Steel Maiden, who is a beautiful and powerful female warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Pyro, which feels like cheating.
Yeah, no. Is that just the same guy? Is he moonlighting?
No, he traveled through time. No, it's just another guy named Pyro.
Okay.
Like, it's just a common name in whatever genre this is.
Right. Hot-headed fire starter. That seems like an insurance nightmare to me.
I'm down here with a confessed arsonist. Lady Battleaxe, who is representing a body type that you don't see on these kind of things, and looks exactly like Battle Axe from Venture Brothers. Like the Hurungatang's wife?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She does, doesn't she? She looks very similar.
It makes you wonder if that's what that was from. Like, if they, because I could see Doc and Jackson having seen this.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. We got Nightmare with a K.
Spelled like the show.
Yep. Yeah. Known as the Duke of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Malice, who was a royal good girl who turned to the dark side.
Oh, God, that is absolutely a BDSM thing.
Yeah.
We're just working in your corruption kink. Cool.
100%. Yeah. Chaos, the most unstable and unpredictable of the warriors.
Hence his name.
Hence his name. Venom, a devious and dangerous female warrior. She has poison theming in the thing she says.
Yeah.
Because these characters, unlike the gladiators, there's a lot of dialogue from these characters.
That is really funny.
They do little skits. We go to in between, we have the rest of the roster to go to, but in between events, we go to the warrior's like back room and it is a torture chamber where they're all hanging around doing little improv skits about like being dopes and like how much they're going to fight the knights.
Yeah.
How much they hate him. It's ludicrous. Slash, this is an alternate male warrior. I think these were these last three are in season two.
Yeah, they're like second string. Episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Vandal, who shows up every once in a while. And then Empress Vixen.
Yeah.
Who spells double trouble for those who cross her, hence the additional X in her name. Unknown performer.
All of them, unknown performers.
Unknown performers.
I do want to come back. So Lady Battle Axe, the one who looks like the Venture Brothers character, played by real life arm wrestling champion Dot Jones.
Dot Jones. Web address, web extension you can have.
Oh, I mean, Tommy Dot Jones is very good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
If I were Dot Jones, I would have like a me Dot Jones website.
Yeah.
So they do little skits, which is really funny. The characters, the gladiators, are also encouraged to kind of stay in character.
Okay.
And be like, I hate those warriors. The warriors, this happens on American Gladiators as well.
You mean the knights? The knights are.
The knights.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. The knights. The warriors do some unnecessary roughness in this, because it's kind of like an unregulated American Gladiators. Like, they didn't think out the things as well.
So like there's just less safety protocol altogether on this?
Yes. Okay. And the games are dumb.
Okay.
So we look down through the games. We got, you know, catapult. You have to catch dodgeballs. You
okay.
know, fine. The warriors are shooting the giant slingshots.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Battle swords, which is them hitting each other with foam bats on treadmills up in the sky.
I can't on treadmills. Why
on treadmills in the sky? So imagine two treadmills, they're running forward at each other, hitting each other with bats like 30 feet up.
Okay. That is that's kind of like joust a little bit. It's like a more high intensity joust.
The sorcerer's wheel, which they run around a spinning track with hurdles on it.
Okay.
And they have to complete laps, but they can't touch the inside of the wheel. And the warriors stand outside the wheel, swinging a 75-pound spiked ball.
Oh, no.
On a chain. And it's padded, but it's 75 pounds.
It's 75 pounds. That's going to break somebody's neck.
They're whipping it at them. Like, the warriors want to fucking kill in the show. Volcano, this is the craziest one. The knights have to climb up like a net mesh that is shaped like a volcano. The warriors are inside the thing on ropes and they kick them.
Like Koopas in the first castle?
It's exactly like the Koopas in Mario's castle.
Uh-huh.
Like, they just swing back and forth and boot these guys in the face.
Uh-huh.
Trying to knock them off. It's ludicrous.
So roller joust, roller skating with jousting sticks?
Yes.
With foam lances?
This one's pretty good. They go around in a big circle. And they have to get these little rings, but they have an inside track that the warriors can't go into, so they can kind of escape.
Okay.
Until the halfway through, and then it's free for all, and the warriors can then enter that zone and try to tackle them.
The warriors have been given permission.
Yes, to tackle them. Tug of warriors, which is what it sounds like, except it's 30 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay, whatever.
The pit, this is real weird. There's like a gigantic bowl that the knights have to face each other while all the warriors stand around the bowl shaking it back and forth. And then Target Onslaught, which is, again, just like the Eliminator.
Yeah, it's just an obstacle course. Yeah.
It starts with a target shooting thing. It's not an obstacle course. It's the ladies try to hit targets to earn extra time for the men. And then the men shoot warriors who are on zip lines, zipping around just as targets.
Huh.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
It is a weird fucking show, and I recommend watching it. It's all on YouTube.
This sounds really strange. This sounds really good. Of course it premiered into syndication. I love it so much.
Yep. Ended on September 11th, 1993, the second worst.
They knew. Yeah.
One of those. Yeah, they knew. Like, it was, we lost something that day. Just incredible. Like, the idea, and one of the things I was thinking about this show, right? So, like, as a kid, I watched American Gladiators. Loved American Gladiators.
Obviously.
This S&M version with these hot, mean ladies is much hornier and sexier.
Mm-hmm.
I could have gotten everything I needed from one show. Like, if I knew about this thing, this would have provided... Yeah. This is like a pill that has all your nutrients for a day.
Yeah.
But for a teenage boy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would have masturbated to it. I would have gotten invested in it. I would have, like, zoned out and read during it, during reruns. Like, everything I could possibly need out of life, I could have gotten out of Knights and Warriors.
You would shout at them screwing up because you know how to do it better than them?
Yeah. I would make a little fake versions with my friends of them. If this had come along, this would have stopped me from getting into, like, 10 different things because it would have just efficiently took care of it.
But they're...
Like,
do you think this would have gotten, like, stuff that is, like, cornerstone experiences for Gary? Would this have, like, pruned those off of the timeline?
It would have changed, like, my porn taste. It would have pruned some of that off the timeline, I feel like. I would never have found out about mind control amulets, I'll tell you that much. You know, it would have been entirely Lady Battle Axe and Princess Malice.
Yeah.
You know, one up top and one on the bottom. It's crazy. It's crazy how young Gary coded this was.
Yeah. So. Oh my God. There's half of a magazine promo image that has, like, a little call out on it. It says renewed for 93 in over 50% of the country.
Yeah. like that. 51%.
Yeah.
I
probably would have thought because like this BDSM kind of coded, like the leather studs and spikes kind of thing. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles taught me that is the bad guys. You're not to entertain them. I don't know if these would have hit me, and if that would have, like, registered as sexual to me.
You might have been turned off by him. How did you feel about the villain of Battletoads? Because that's also a BDSM princess.
I basically looked at her kind of the same way as, like, Jessica Rabbit. I didn't notice anything BDSM-y about her. Like, her presentation didn't stick out as dommy to me.
I was
way too young to know what any of that was. I mean, when I came back and, like, had, you know, was a little bit more aware of stuff, you have to remember, like, I got Battletoads on my Game Boy and did most of my playing when I was, like, 6.
I shouldn't criticize you for not being horny when you're 6.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird, and it'd be a weird thing for me to hold against you.
Yeah.
Like, I was drowning in pussy then, but, like, it's not the kind of thing I can project.
Jerry, that's
onto
a
other
horrible
people.
Tragedy. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Literal crime. I guess that makes sense. There were probably really sexy things I saw when I was 6 that I didn't register as.
Right, right.
You know, I don't know what came out in 1986 that was hot.
I don't know. You could probably identify something, but it's way too back in the mist.
Yeah. It'd be difficult. There's a magazine ad here with Take Us On here, which is the two smiling people, like two smiling warriors. I just really like this.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to raise awareness of it.
No, I had no idea that this existed. And this is very, I mean, obviously it's very us coded, right?
Yes.
Like, right down to Knights and Warriors.
Whether it could be an adaptation to Katie, but it's really not. It's just a game.
Yeah, it's just a game show.
It's not adapting anything. And we love doing game shows and that, but we have to have at least a little bit of premise.
Yeah, there needs to be some connective tissue.
This came from a thing for the digression for next episode. mm-hmm. that we're going to record as well. Stay tuned, everyone. Yep. Where I watched a list of reality shows that only lasted for one season.
Okay.
And learned about stuff.
All right.
And this is one of them I already known about, but I want to dine on because it's super weird. Mm-hmm. This one, though, is great. Mm-hmm. So everybody nice and warriors. We've been wanting to have an American Gladiators party at our house at some point. Maybe we'll do a nice and warriors party instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody come in your BDSM gear.
Yeah, everyone has to pay
$900 to get the costume.
Well, I mean, so like you get the costume, but it's the oils. It's the oils and the polishing that gets you.
Well, we're a good host. Like we would provide the oils.
Yeah, but I'm not. No, like that's touch-up oil. I'm not going to, Gary, I'm not going to come and scuffed up shit and use up the entire communal supply doing stuff that I should like. At work that I should be doing to keep my to keep my gear
nice and
shiny. Yeah,
that's responsible warrior behavior on your part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I appreciate.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I wonder if you can use different kinds of polish. Like if you're a drummer, you could use cymbal polish, or whether it would just bounce off.
I think it would corrode it. I think it would eat right through, and something about the chemical interaction would like either cause you to lose your top layer of skin, or it would fuse and you would be stuck there.
Or you get a second top layer of skin.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you'd grow a carapace. a Zildjian carapace.
Yeah, no, yeah. I need to go get my chitin trimmed back. It was a really fucked up Knights and Warriors party.
Yeah. What? No part of that makes sense.
Yeah, my carapace. Yeah. You probably noticed my carapace. Come on. We don't need to pretend.
Don't pretend like you didn't. I understand how I look. What can people do if they like this show?
If people like the show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, kick us a few bucks a month and get a bunch of stuff in return. Bonus episodes of this show, 200 or so of them, and then whole bonus shows that are ongoing.
Yeah, we would appreciate it. Yeah. That helps us continue to do our job. It also lets us hire our producer, Gwen, who we appreciate. It does all the things we need it to do. And if you, you get a bunch of bonus episodes. Mm-hmm. If you can't do that, please leave ratings or reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, wherever you find podcasts. We would really appreciate that.
Yeah. You already mentioned Gwen. Thank you, Gwen. And until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, where we ask, who is Robert Zombert?